This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. We are watching the finish
of a dynamite junior varsity girls basketball game between Anna and Botkins. That's her varsity tilt coming up in about 15 to 18 minutes. 44 to 42. Anna leads Botkins. It's a thriller right to the wire in the preliminary game. 2-point lead for Anna with the ball with 40 seconds remaining. We've seen some outstanding players in this contest, Chuck. Future is bright for girls basketball in Shelby County. Wow.
I'll tell you what, Pitts, freshman for Botkins. Yep. She's got 18 points. She's having a game. She's unstoppable.
Yep, Delana Pitts, Lydia Dietz has played well for the Trojans. For Anna, we've seen four straight free throws by Chelsea McElDowney. Liz Stodder, Izzy Jenkins, Andrea Platfoot, they've all played well. 44 to 42 is our JV score with 24.3 remaining. And when this game ends, we'll put 15 minutes on the clock before the start.
I hope
of
it's
our
15.
Yep, I think it will be. That should be standard this year. It was 1 year ago. Fine varsity tilt coming up. Botkins Trojans, mark of 2-1. Anna Rockets, 2-0. First-year head coach for Botkins, Brittany Butler, on board, replacing Phil Groves, who moved up to take the boys' role.
Moved over to take the boys' role.
Thank you. Thank you. That is not only politically correct,
it's correct.
It's appropriate.
Yes, yep. Absolutely. I switched from the boys to girls at Pickwa for my last 4 years. No difference in the game.
Right. Jeff Maurer, 5-year head coach at Anna, not with us tonight. Under the weather, wish him well. Should be back in a couple days. Sean Meyer, Jeff's assistant the last 5 years. In fact, Sean was coaching prior to that on the girls' side here at Anna. He is giving instructions now down at the Anna bench. Timeout just called. 16.7 left, 44-42. Anna girls lead the Botkins girls by 2 points. Breanne Riemann for Anna, Carmen Euchre for Botkins. Two young ladies to watch tonight. Outstanding players who can score. They can drive it to the basket, distribute the ball, shoot the three. They'll make teammates look good. They'll put the club on their backs and take them to victory. Two young ladies to watch in this varsity tilt tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I mean, Anna's playing without Dosik, who graduated. That's unfortunate. They only get 4 years.
Well, we just had a timeout called by Botkins, I believe.
As the girl was driving in for the layup to tie the game.
7.4 left. Botkins gets a timeout. It's 44-42, Botkins and Anna in a thriller right down to the wire in the preliminary game. Anna up two, Botkins possession, a chance to tie. But you're right, Chuck. In high school basketball, your leading scorers move on. They graduate eventually, well, and the dynamic of your club has got to change. Even though you might have three or four starters back, roles are new and different.
That's the key. I mean, last year, Riemann got some good looks because who wasn't looking out for Dosik?
Right.
And now she's going to have to be the one that takes over. Kaylee Brewer, a 5'2", but a sharpshooter. If you let her set her feet, that young lady can make threes.
Yep.
And then I'm looking forward to seeing Lena Rowland. She's the last of the Rowland sisters. I think there was like 14 of them that came through. Good for Anna that the family left Sydney and came to Anna because they got some good production out of the Rowland sisters.
Yep, so far in three games, Botkins has won two, dropped one. The loss this past weekend to a very good new Knoxville club, 41-25. The two wins, a nice one on the road at Coldwater, 45-43, and against Jackson Center, 38-25. Final 3 seconds of the JV game. Loose ball, top of the circle, picked up by Anna, and that's it. Anna holds on to beat Botkins in an excellent preliminary tilt here tonight in girls basketball at the Anna gym. Anna 44 and Botkins 42. As I mentioned, the Botkins girls off to a fine beginning, a 2-1 record. Big victory on the road at Mack Stalwart Coldwater. Botkins girls won it away from home, 45-43. Carmen Euchre, 20 points, 2 threes, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Camden Paul dropped in 12 in that game. Euchre had 19 in the 13-point win over Jackson Center. And in the loss to New Knoxville, Boston Paul had 9 points on 3 threes. Anna 2-0, by the way. A resounding triumph over Versailles, 57-26. A 35-30 win over West Liberty Salem. Breanne Riemann, 17-12 in those two games. She had a 3 in each contest. And Kaylee Brewer had 10-4 in the two games. Brenna Cobb, the young point guard, had 11-9 in those two contests.
Nice.
With a 3 ball in each of those two. And Taylor Puppelman, a scrappy 5'8 junior for the Anna girls, had 14 points in the win over Versailles. This could be a moderately high-scoring JV game. In the past, we've seen these two teams, when they go head-to-head, play down around the 30 mark. But these two clubs capable of 6 or 7 threes apiece. It might take 40 to 45 points to win this game. Botkins has a score to settle, Chuck. As I do a little research here, I've got 2, 4, 6, 8 wins in a row. Wins in a row for the Anna girls over Botkins.
Well, and you saw on Saturday what happens when a team has a streak every once in a while.
Yep.
The blind hog gets the acorn, as my dad used to say.
Well, I'm a little prejudiced, but I think that was an aberration on Saturday.
Oh, it was.
In Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the bad guys have to win. So.
Well, this is, of course, the first of two meetings between these two clubs. They'll lock horns again on January 11th at Botkins. Rushi is very strong. These two clubs are good. Fort Loramie, we know, will be back. Those figure to be the top four in the Shelby County Athletic League on the girls' side. Should be quite a race. Who can knock off Fort Loramie? That's the biggest question.
Well, yeah, it's been a while. I mean, Fort Loramie's won it for a while. There was a time when I first started doing this that Anna and Fort Loramie girls was a war.
Right.
And one year, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they both win state in Division III and Division IV?
Oh, yeah, 2013.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought they did. So, yeah, that's been a war. Anna has kind of slumped a little bit, but Loramie's still rolling along.
Yeah, 2013, on the very same day, Chuck, you and I were at the Shot in Columbus from about noon to 6 o'clock, and we witnessed the Anna girls and the Fort Loramie girls take back-to-back state championships.
That's cool.
Division III, Division IV, same county, same league, same day in Columbus. Two girls teams, Anna Fort Loramie, won it all back-to-back, nonetheless, on the same afternoon.
Yeah. One of my favorite Anna tournament games is one that they lost over at the Shot when they got beat by Afrocentric. They were outmanned the entire game, and they played them into overtime before they finally lost the game.
Well, that was in 2012. Anna girls won it in 11-13. In fact, Erica Huber, Energizer Bunny, phenomenal point guard.
She was something else.
Yeah, she ran the show for the Anna girls in 12-13. She is down on the Anna girls bench assisting.
Oh, cool.
Had a long chat with her at practice here just yesterday, in fact.
And Megan Fote, she has a married name now.
Yes.
But she was an assistant for a few years.
Right.
It's neat to see the kids that you watched when they were kids come back as adults and give back to the program.
I'd like to remind you about Steve and Ted Services in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West. Phone number 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. They service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. In addition, we offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, and they quickly built a great reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. Your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's. We offer flexible financing options, too, at Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Again, phone 419-628-2645. LaShawn Meyer is the assistant coach for the Anna girls, with whom I spoke this week in the absence of five-year head coach Jeff Maurer, who's done an outstanding job.
He absolutely has.
At the helm of the Anna program, he has been rock solid. Anna's so fortunate to have him. He's under the weather, could be back this weekend. But I spoke with Sean a couple days ago, and I asked him about how life must move on without Ella Dosick. This club should be a little more balanced than a year ago as the season progresses. Ella Dosick graduated one season ago, and it's a new Anna bunch, as Sean described.
I think this year we've got more of an overall balance to our offense. We've got different girls stepping up to even fill Ella's role. I mean, Brianne Riemann's been doing a really good job at, you know, especially on the offensive end, just being that force on the offensive end. Defensively, we've got, you know, young girls like Brenna Cobb starting to come into it. And defensively, she gets after it with the intensity that you don't, you know, a lot of times see from other girls. And it's definitely starting to mesh together already. And like I said, we've had a lot of practices. Scrimmages, you know, as we went through our scrimmages, they definitely got better and better, which we expected to take our lumps early on, you know, trying to identify ourselves, even the girls identifying each other and themselves. And so far, we're pretty pleased with the product we're putting out there.
A couple big non-league wins over West Liberty Salem and Versailles so far.
Yeah, I mean, West Liberty, they come after you defensive-wise, and we struggle a little bit at the score. You know, once again, that, you know, is that the missing Ella thing? I don't know, but definitely first-game jitters were out there. We eventually, you know, we took a 10-point lead fairly late and then kind of gave it right back to them, but we was really proud of how our girls held together, though, and definitely was a big win for us, especially when, you know, already this early, even when it comes to tournament draws and things like that.
Hey, you mentioned Brianne Riemann. Kaylee Brewer shoots the three well. Taylor Puppelman is a hustler. You've got some size off the bench in Molly Reok at 5'9", and Lena Rowland starts for you at 5'10". It's not an overly big team, but you've got nice size represented out there on the court.
Yeah, not overly tall, but they definitely play taller than what they are.
Sure.
Especially Molly Reok when she goes in there. We need somebody stopped on the defensive end. Versailles, for example, they had some nice girls in their post, and Molly came in and she did a real good job at containing them and probably even better job rebounding for us, just to make sure that they didn't get any extra opportunities either.
A similar style of play without Ella Dosick. Do you run the same stuff as a year ago? Might you up-tempo the game more or less? Talk about that for a moment.
We've been actually trying to up-tempo a little bit. We actually stressed, especially after the West Liberty game, some of our offensive problems were, and even some of the girls even asked, like, let's get going up and down.
Sure.
And we're starting to push that ball a lot more than what we even did last year. Like I said, right now, some of our best offensive, we don't have to run an offense at all. We can get down there and get a quick score.
There you go.
And just get back to our defense and, you know, play it out that way.
Shelby County League action underway tonight. You've got Bodkins. Always a good game. I can remember the thriller right here 1 year ago when Anna played Bodkins, but it's been real competitive the last few seasons.
Oh, yeah, it has been. And Bodkins definitely, we've got a large scouting report on them.
Yep.
We've been looking at that game right away, even before the other two games came, especially being a county game, you know, being our neighbor, big rivalry game for us. And, you know, they've got some nice, you know, they've got the Huker girl who is outstanding. I mean, just trying to be able to, they got the Boston Paul who can shoot from the outside. We just want to be able to try to contain them and hopefully play along with them. It's going to be a heck of a game, I think.
Sean Meyer, girls assistant coach here at Anna. He and I alluded to that game a year ago, Chuck, right here at the Anna gym, when Anna nudged Bodkins by a final score of 52-50 in three overtimes. It took 2 hours and 45 minutes to play.
Wow.
A heck of a game. Bodkins, as I said, has not beaten Anna in girls' hoops in eight tries. It's been eight games. 9 games ago when Bodkins last beat the Anna girls. That was back in the 2016-17 season. Bodkins skipped Anna by 2 points, 48-46. New head coach of the Bodkins girls is Brittany Butler. She's done some coaching in Dublin, Ohio. She graduated from Elmwood High School, that's up near Bowling Green. 9 years ago, she was a 14-point scorer there as a senior, second-team All-League. She talks about the fact it's a great fit, she and Botkins High School.
Graduated in 2013, played under Doug Reynolds, my uncle, and last year I was under Pam Hartford over at Dublin Jerome. I was the head JV coach there and learned a lot off of her, and it was a really good way to just get my feet wet at the high school level. Previously I was at the middle school level, so it's good to see just the change in pace, and you know how you work so differently with the different age levels. But yeah, it's been a really good fit so far, so I'm excited about it.
Botkins girls had several competitive scrimmages, three regular season games under your belt already.
Yep. Our scrimmages, I thought we played some really tough competition to set us up for, because we have a tough schedule ahead, both in league and out of league. So really wanted to, you know, utilize our scrimmages against tougher teams so that we could be ready for those opponents in the season. Opened up against Coldwater, who was a very talented squad to go against. They had a couple bigs, some shooters, and, you know, I thought we did a really good job of sticking to our game plan and competing. We came out fired up, ready to go, and everybody contributed, which is the best part. So had a nice win against Jackson Center. Again, everybody contributing, sticking to our game plan. Tough one against New Knoxville. They're obviously always going to be a tough team. They got a tough league also over there. So, you know, they're always defensively very sound and just fundamentally all there together. So, but I'm really proud of our girls, what they've done so far. And, you know, season's early, so still got a lot to implement, a lot of unfinished business to take care of.
No secret about it, your go-to girl is Carmen Euker, but it is a very balanced Botkins girls basketball squad.
Sure, yep. Carmen's been a great leader for us as far as, you know, she has been our go-to. She's what gets us going, and I think the girls look to her as a leader both on and off the court. I will compliment, you know, my other varsity girls. They've done a really good job of stepping up and doing all the little things. You know, Camden Paul, our first game, she opened up and had 12 points. Boston Paul's stepped up and hit some big shots for us. And Leah Johnson's doing a really good job of getting on the boards this year, which is, you know, what we need out of her. And so everybody's really been doing a good job of kind of fulfilling their roles and what we need out of them. So we just keep to look progressing with those roles and you know, share the responsibility.
Hey, last several seasons, this Botkins Anna girls game has been well contested, very close. Multiple overtime game a year ago. Mm-hmm. Expect no different here tonight when you two, the Trojans and the Rockets, play again.
Yep. Yeah, it's gonna be a dogfight. I'm excited. I think the girls are, you know, hyped up, ready to go, which is a good thing. Big conference game. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to be firing on all cylinders. We're going to have to utilize our transition game and our perimeter game against their pressure. And we're going to have to just stick to who we are. I think that's the biggest thing, is remembering who we are against tough opponents. Defensively, we're going to have to be sound. We're going to have to know where their shooters are. They have a couple of bigs, so we're going to have to know where they are, too. They play a really nice inside-out game, so we're just going to have to be defensively loud, a lot of communication, and just sound. We've been doing a really good job of getting on the boards early, so, you know, we'll stick to that game plan as well. Got to crash the boards hard, but, yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm excited.
Words of Brittany Butler, new head coach of the Botkins girls. We're minutes away from tonight's girls basketball game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Remember, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. which provides you storm doors and garage doors. Francis Schultze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups in the tip-off upcoming, it's a one-minute radio station break. 1 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Important building components here tonight for these two teams include the point guards, Frenna Cobb for Anna and Carmen Euchre for Botkins. They are very significant to the outcome of this game. Of course, Euchre is the experienced player. She's the senior. Francis Schultze, easy for me to say, Francis Schultze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. For these two clubs tonight, key building components include Breanne Riemann for Anna and Kaylee Brewer for Anna. They both shoot the three extremely well. Anna's got to take advantage of a slight height edge on the inside. Carmen Euchre's got to control the ball for Botkins, distribute it well, and find the open shooters like Camden Paul and Boston Paul, who are cousins.
All right.
Anna in the home white-green trim. Botkins, the road black, gold numbers. Sean Meyer filling the shoes of Jeff Maurer tonight for Anna, as we've noted.
He's already 1-0 tonight.
Jeff under the weather, and we expect him back this weekend. Hopefully, have our fingers crossed as Anna plays Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym on Saturday afternoon. And Brittany Butler, the new head coach for the Botkins girls. Opening tip to start the game is won by Botkins. Let's take a look at the ladies' beginning five for the visiting club. Camden Paul, 5'2 sophomore, starts at a wing. Carmen Euchre at the point, a 5'5 senior. Boston Paul, 5'6 senior, at a forward spot. Aaliyah Johnson in the middle, a 5'8 senior. And Janelle Platfoot rounds out the starting unit. She is a 5'6" sophomore. Opening tip one by Botkins, which turns it over with a travel.
She double dribbles. She's going through the lane, and she could put both hands on the ball as she went through.
Anna Rockets, Kaylee Brewer, 5'2 senior at guard. Taylor Puppelman at a wing, a 5'8 junior. Breanne Riemann, a forward, a 5'9" senior. Lena Roland plays down on the baseline, pops out, shoots the three occasionally. Also at high post, Lena, a 5'10 senior. Brenna Cobb runs the show, a 5'5" sophomore. That bodes well for Anna down the road, a sophomore point guard here tonight, Chuck.
You live and die with your point guard in basketball, period, no matter what level it is.
Yep, Anna raced up into the forecourt. Botkins knocked it out of bounds. Anna could not get the ball in bounds in 5 seconds, so the clubs exchange turnovers, and Botkins gets the ball back. We played a minute, and a shot's not been taken. Botkins girls, forecourt to her left. Here's Anna doubling all over the floor, and Botkins finds the open player. It is thrown inside to Johnson. Spin move is good. And Botkins is on top 2-0. That's what happens. You pay for it sometimes, Chuck, if you can't convert that steal with the double team.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. A nice job of finding her open.
And Aaliyah Johnson got the field goal for the black and gold Botkins ladies. 90 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Puppelman drives from the left side of the floor for Anna. Loops it up on the run. It dances off the rim. Good scrap on the offensive board. And Taylor gets it back. Ball loose in the right corner. And Botkins pounds it off the leg of an Anna player. And Botkins will bring it down the floor, leading 2-0. 6:24 to go, opening period. Anna pressuring. It'll be interesting to see which club gets the most points out of its pressure D tonight. Botkin setting up and shooting the long three. Bombs away, yes, from downtown. Thrown in from distance. Was that Platfoot?
Platfoot, yes, sir.
Janelle Platfoot wears number 10 on her back. And she flipped it in from distance. Ball went into Johnson. She fed it back out. Here's a nice drive by Anna. Rockets on the board. Taylor Puppelman slices up the Botkins defense, scores it to make it 5-2. 5:44 left, opening quarter. Carmen Euchre out on top for Botkins. Throws left wing to Platfoot. Straight away, it is handled there by Camden Paul. Now foul line. Ball thrown on top, then back inside to Euchre, posting up. Spins and shoots. Puppelman got a finger on the shot, and the loose ball goes to Anna.
Yeah, good defense that time. It was a good move by Euchre.
Well done. Anna spying on Carmen Euchre. That trip down the floor. And for certain, much of this game. 5-2. Botkins up three. We played 3 minutes, opening quarter. Here's Kaylee Brewer on the arc. Down inside to Roland. Back to Kaylee. Good inside-out action. Shot misses wide right. Rebound to Botkins. Puppelman steals to Brewer. Quick hand by Taylor Puppelman so far. Freeman starts the drive and flips it back on the arc to Puppelman. 4:46 to go first quarter. 5-2 Botkins. Taylor through the lane to Lena. To Brewer. Sets and shoots the three ball. Wide right out of bounds. That was Brenna Cobb, my mistake, who let it fly.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Brenna missed the target. 5-2. Botkins up three. 4:38 to go opening quarter. Euchre in backcourt down the left side to a teammate. Anna with three defenders at the timeline. Botkins methodically gets it across. Euchre starts to drive, darts in from the left wing. Collision below the rim. Foul against Anna.
It's going to be out of bounds.
I recognize one of the officials, Mr. Middleton.
Yep, he's been around for a long time. Does an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm, sure does. Baseline right of the rim. Botkins inbounding. Ball thrown right corner, stabbed right back out of bounds by Anna. Both teams overplaying, trying to deny about every single pass so far. Each club spot on defensively, only 7 points scored in over 3.5 minutes. Ball thrown inbounds to Euchre. Euchre in the lane, can't post up. Flips it back on the arc to a teammate. It's Boston Paul. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Johnson. Aaliyah's got a 2-point bucket so far for Botkins. Now to Euchre. Here's a left side three, jacked up, a long one. Missed by Camden Paul. Rebound stuck up and in.
That was Euchre, Carmen Euchre.
Euchre followed the missed shot. Good play by her. She went down inside and grabbed the rebound, laid it in off the window. 7-2, Botkins up five. Puppelman, baseline drive. Throws opposite to Lena Roland in the other corner. Ball rotated back to this side to Puppelman, who sets up and shoots the three. Bingo! A long one by Taylor Puppelman of Anna. 7-5, Botkins lead is two.
That was Riemann, 14.
My mistake.
Yep.
Don't want a short Breanne Riemann.
You end up. Well, she set her feet. That was a nice shot.
Breanne Riemann with a long bomb from downtown right on the button. She's 14. Taylor's 12. 7-5. Botkins' lead is 2 with 3:23 left here in the opening period. On the bounce outside the arc on the left, it's Boston Paul. Now to Euchre. He comes back to Boston. Johnson sets up high post, back door, open player, caught it, driving to the rim, and scoring! Nicely done by Botkins.
Melanie Maurer.
Beautiful play by Melanie Maurer. At first look, you want to say Melanie, but it's Melanie.
Melanie, yep.
Melanie Maurer in off the bench, 5'6", sophomore. Got in behind the Anna defense, made it 9-5 Trojans, 2:57 left here in the first quarter. Botkins gets a mitt on the basketball, jabbing it out of bounds below the rim. Anna throws it inbounds. Here's Riemann on the bounce, high right. Gives it up to Cobb. Now Roland, 20 feet away, straight on. 9-5 Botkins, 2:44 to go first quarter. Ball swung to Puppelman. Now Riemann, 25 feet away. Riemann holding, peers inside, wants to drive, can't do it, still in the bounce. Jockeys for position, 25 feet away. Looking for an avenue. Little crease into the lane. Hands to Roland. Right back to Riemann. Baseline left. Faces the basket. Now the back to the basket across the lane. On the arc to Brewer. Brewer dives into the middle. Oh, pass. A nifty feed to Riemann for two.
Nice pass.
What a dish by Kaylee Brewer. She found her teammate, Breanne Riemann, who's notched two goals in a row for Anna. 9-7, Botkins up two.
They're coaching a lot of basketball, and I'm truly still trying to figure out what defense that Botkins is playing down there.
2 minutes left in the first. Long three-point try missed by Maurer. Long board to Anna. Anna with a chance to tie or take the lead. Minute 46 to go in the first. Dribbling 25 feet away, it's Brenna Cobb. Gives it up on the play to Puppelman. Now Riemann. Anna clears the floor for her. Ball thrown to a cutter. Cobb dropped it, got it back. Riemann sets up. Line drive three. Chucked it up there short. Rebound to Botkins. Minute 26 to go. First quarter, 9-7. Botkins up two. Euchre to midcourt. Picked up by Brewer, 30 feet away. Ball thrown outside the arc to a teammate. Inside to Johnson. Against two players. Muscles to the rim. Left it short. Got it back. Overshot it. And a strong side rebound comes down to Anna. Dribble drive. Goes Brenna Cobb. Dashing down the floor. A little out of control. Missed it. Rebound to Botkins. 9-7 Trojans. 56 ticks to go first quarter. Cross court pass by Botkins. Open player shoots the three. It is no good. Wide left by Maurer. Out of bounds to Anna. 9-7, Botkins up a deuce, 50.7 to go here in the first quarter. Tell you what, the pace has been pretty quick.
Yeah, but both teams getting good shots at it. Neither team shooting the ball extremely well. I think that'll pick up.
Anna Rockets dribble to midcourt, 30 feet away. It is Brenna Cobb. Now to Roland straight on. That's Molly Riok who's checked in now, a 5'9 senior. To Brewer at the elbow on the left. Overplay by Botkins. Ball slapped into backcourt, and it's tracked down by Brenna Cobb. Scattered floor. Brewer open, doesn't shoot the three. Left wing Roland. 17 ticks to go first quarter. 9-7 Botkins. Anna looking for a shot to end the period. Here's Riemann on the bounce. Crossover dribble. Ball loose at the elbow. Dug off the hardwood by Roland. Five to play. On top, three-pointer. Jenna Walters short, out of bounds. 7/10 left. Walters, the 5'7 sophomore, gunned it from distance. Botkins will throw it in, and the last less than a second will tick off. Heaved up the court by Euchre. One quarter in the books. It's a tight one. Botkins had a five-point lead at one stage. Trojans lead by two after a quarter. 9-7 Botkins over Anna. Good girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done right, it's Riemann Drywall in Anna. Just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513, Riemann Drywall in Anna, drywall done right the Riemann way. Anna misses a shot to start the second quarter, and then the Botkins ladies hoist in a long three. It's Camden Paul from downtown, and Botkins matches its biggest lead, 5. It's 12-7. Here's Riok on the arc with the ball for Anna. Sets a screen. Three-point shooter, Cobb. Oh, my goodness. She banked it in. Brenna Cobb. Woo.
The ATMs are open.
A trifecta. The two teams trade threes. Brenna Cobb kissed one in off the glass. Here's Botkins countering. Another three ball. It's good. Botkins Trojans go up 15-10. Three-point lead for Botkins. Camden Paul just flipped one in from behind the arc. Three-point tries in succession. All of them go down. Dribble drive down the lane. A little bit out of control is Cobb for Anna. Missed it. No good. Rebound Euchre for Botkins, which is up 5. Euchre gives it up, gets it back. She launches the three wide left. Rebound taken down by Riok of Anna. Up ahead to Riemann. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. 5-point lead, Botkins. Straight away, Puppelman starts to drive. Elbow, baseline left. Flips it up on the go with the left hand. Short, but a foul against Botkins. Nicely done by Taylor Puppelman as she ignited the action. Knew she probably wasn't going to make the shot, but got it up on the iron anyway, and drew the two-shot foul.
Did a really nice job of putting the ball in her left hand. That's what drew the foul.
Sure did. And her free throw is right in, and it's 15-11. Botkins up 4, 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Second foul shot, Taylor Puppelman. And she popped them both home. Both teams have shot free throws very well this year. The boys' teams in the county, Chuck, often are a little subpar compared to the girls.
Usually.
15-12. 2 minutes, 20 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Open player for Botkins from behind the arc as Boston Paul rims it. In and out, no good. Long rebound to Cobb for Anna. Long heave down the floor to Brewer. Too far, out of bounds. 5:39 to go, second quarter, 15-12. Botkins leads Anna. Euchre in backcourt. Flips it down the right side. It goes to Camden Paul. Now Euchre darts into the lane. Off-balance shot from 10. A beauty. Tough to stop right there. Carmen Euchre penetrated, pulled up, and nailed it.
Well, she had shot a couple of long ones, and I think that's better for her. She get in there, make a couple of baskets, and loosen up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. 5-point lead, Botkins. 5:11 to go, opening quarter. High post, it goes to Roland. Down inside, it's Riemann. Riemann, six-footer. Oh, left it about 3 or 4 inches short. Hung on the rim, came off. Quickly, Botkins, four-court left. Here's a long three, gunned up there by Camden Paul. No good. Off the back brace. Long board traced down by Botkins, which retains the ball. 4:49 to go here in the second quarter. Posting up is Johnson in the lane. Back to the basket. Gives it up on the arc to Euchre. Euchre being pressured 30 feet out by Cobb. Here's Camden Paul. Little weave to Boston Paul. And what do we have over guarding against Anna?
Little push.
On the Botkins cut to the rim. 4:33 left, second quarter. Botkins 17, Anna 12.
Boy, when Johnson gets the ball down there in the lane like that, she needs to learn to get the ball up on the rim.
Oh, she can be a force. She's played very well in three outings so far for Botkins. Trojans have it, high post. Now Euchre between the circles. She barrels down the right side of the lane on the run. Flips it in off the backboard. It's two more. Carmen Euchre, tough to stop on that play. 7-point lead, Botkins 19-12.
That's a nice little hesitation dribble she used that time to get to the rim.
Uh-huh. 4:06 left, quarter number two. Bumpling on the arc to Riemann. Riemann fires into Rioch, back to the basket. Foul line, Puppelman flips it to Brewer. Three-pointer in the air. Swish! She's got it. Kaylee Brewer hoists one in from long range. 19-15. Botkins up four. Botkins forecourt to her left. Ball thrown to Johnson in the post. Ball batted by Anna. Rioch got a piece of it. Rocket scoop it up. Down to Riemann. Riemann open baseline drive. She's tied up momentarily, flips it on the arc to Brewer, again from three-point land. She's feeling it, Kaylee Brewer. And suddenly the Botkins 7-point lead is won after two triples from Brewer. Bad pass, Botkins, scrapped for the loose ball, and a white shirt comes out of there with it. And I think a hacking foul called against Botkins. Little momentum shift right here. 3:14 left, second quarter. 19-18, Botkins up one. Trojans, Chuck, last couple trips down defensively, did not find Kaylee Brewer.
Well, they collapsed because they got the ball inside to Rioch both times, and she did a real nice job of finding Brewer on the arc for the shot.
Sure did. Roland started in the middle for Anna. Rioch has played much of this first half now. Posting up is Riemann. I like her in there. Little spin move. And an arching one. Ander is in. Nice play. Breanne Riemann posted up 8 feet away. Well done by Anna. Riemann on the finish. Botkins needs a timeout. The Rocket Girls have reeled off eight straight. 20-19. Anna, 2:55 to go in quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And Anna shows its three-quarter court press once again. Botkins breaks it, gets it into the forecourt. Here's a long three-pointer tried. It rimmed and came out. Tough break for Botkins. That was on target, but it circled around the rim, and Anna got the board. Oh, here's a great drive. Dribbling hard toward the rim from the right wing is Cobb. Stripped away by Botkins. Loose ball on the arc. Gobbled up by Brewer. She jacks up a three. Missed it off the back brace. Loose ball left corner. Who touched it last?
I'll tell you who touched it. Second to last, Cobb, who hustled to the side and tipped the ball off the Botkins curl. That was great hustle by Cobb.
Alert play by Brenna. 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. 20-19. Hannah has scored eight in a row to take the lead over Botkins. Handling the basketball 25 feet out is Jenna Walters, very good sophomore for Anna. Throws it to Cobb in the top of the circle. Good catch. Popping out to get it, Rioch. She goes opposite to Cobb, right wing. Rioch jockeys for position on the inside. To Walters, to Riemann. Like that post-up spot for her. On the arc to Brewer. Thought about letting it go, didn't. Anna resets. See if the Botkins defense flexes. Here's Riemann stepping back, shooting a long one from the left corner. Overshot it. Rebound by Botkins. 1:38 to go here in the first half. Botkins forecourt left. It's Boston Paul. Cross court to Euchre. Stops outside the lane. 10-footer. Hit the back iron. No good. Strong rebound. Yes. Yes. Aaliyah Johnson gets two, and there's a foul.
Strong play by Johnson that time.
Botkins back up 1:21:20. A minute 28 to go here in the first half. With 4 minutes to go in the quarter, it was 19-12 Botkins. Anna reeled off eight in a row to go up 1:20-19. And now Botkins, with a minute 23 to go in the second quarter, is retaking the lead. Free throw, Johnson trying to convert the three-point play. No good. and the rebound is punched out of bounds by Anna. Botkins will throw in. Ball bounced into the left corner to Euchre. On her Brewer. Cross-court throw to Camden Paul. On a weave, it goes to Boston. Down inside, low on the right to Euchre. Shot deflected. Loose ball. Gobbled up 18 feet away. Jump shot missed on the play. Long-range Janelle Flatfoot shot hit the iron, caromed off, and Anna hustled in the corner to get the rebound. 55 seconds left, first half, 21-20. Botkins up one. We'll have a one-minute, or I should say a two-minute radio station break at the end of the second quarter. Long three-pointer, Anna, no good. Oh, what a follow. Riok to the basket, couldn't get it to fall. But a foul against Botkins. Strong effort on the inside. Determined offensive rebound by Riok, and she earns two free throws for her trouble.
Well, that's a good rebound, and she's also just been a nice job of posting up and then finding the open shooter.
Her high-arching floater at the stripe hits the front rim and bounces away, no good. 44.4 to go, second period. 21-20 in favor of Botkins. Riok's second shot short. Botkins has got it. Euchre to midcourt. Botkins up one. Boy, you can expect a photo finish tonight. Oh, nice cut to the basket. Driving layup, but Botkins overshot. Wow. It was right on the money. But Janelle Flatfoot couldn't get it to drop in. Hit the board, the iron, and trickled off. Well-designed play. Botkins just did not finish. 16.3 to go, second quarter. Freeman got the ball for Anna, which is down one. Ball lobbed toward Riok. Botkins all over it. Trojans break it up with seven to go. Euchre hustling down the floor. Twists and turns in the lane. In traffic. Shot it short. No good. Fine defense. Anna. And that's how the second quarter closes. Carmen Euchre sliced up Anna's defense. Got into shooting position. And then two rockets converged on her right now. And somebody for Anna got a fingertip or two on Euchre's shot. There was no foul. Looked like a clean defensive play. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Botkins up by one, 21-20. By my count, Chuck, Botkins scored just 2 points last 4 minutes of the second quarter as Anna's defense really, really picked up. Outstanding first half of play, turnovers at a minimum, and the shooting really picked up in that second stanza.
Yep.
21-20, Botkins over Anna by one. Good girls game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a two-minute break.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Jack with Chuck at the Anna Gym. Fine girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. 1-point lead, Bodkins girls over Anna 21-20. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck.
The stats are equal to the score. It's a 1-point game. Anna. Bodkins has a 14-13 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Anna turned the ball over 5 times in the first half. Bodkins only twice. It's pretty good. 2-for-4 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Bodkins only went there once and missed. Individual scoring for Anna. They were led by Brianna Riemann with 7. They got Kaylee Brewer with 2 threes for 6. They got 4 from Taylor Poppelman. They got 3 from Brianna Cobb. They scored 7 and 13, 20 for the first half. On the other side, Bodkins had 6 from Carmen Uecker and 6 from Camden Paul on 2 threes. They got 4 from Aaliyah Johnson. They got 3 from Janelle Platfoot. Maurer had 2. They scored 9 and 12, and they lead it 21-20 at the half.
Will this be the night the Bodkins girls break the 8-game losing string to the Anna girls?
Well, they had a couple of leads of 6 and 8 points.
Right.
And, boy, Anna erased that 8-point game lead in a heartbeat and took the lead.
Yeah, middle of the second quarter, Bodkins was up 7, 19-12. Bodkins is up 1 after 2. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
It is 21-20, Bodkins over the Anna girls by a point at the half here at the Anna Gym. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those that come to us from out of town. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main, Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. That's at Meyer's Tavern. Place your carryout order. Call 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. So many thanks to Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com. longtime founding partner, could not have gotten off the ground without the assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. It began in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, moved to Jackson Center, Ohio in the early 1980s. Thank you, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which recognizes our seniors tonight for Anna, Kaylee Brewer, Brianne Riemann, Lena Roland, and Molly Riok. For Botkins, the seniors include Carmen Euchre, Boston Paul, and Dalia Johnson. Thanks to LaCal here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie here at Anna, 21-20. Botkins girls lead Anna by 1 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Like the blend of experience and youth on these two clubs tonight, Chuck. Botkins started 3 seniors, 2 softs. Anna started 3 seniors, a freshman and a junior.
Yeah, both teams taking care of the ball really well. Running their offense is okay. I mean, 21-20.
Yep.
And we, as we talk about, defense usually has the lead this early in the season.
Botkins possession as we start quarter number 3. 1-point lead, Botkins. Trojans have it down to her right. Botkins flips it on the arc. Ball fed to Camden Paul. Now to Euchre, who steps inside the top of the circle and bangs it home. That was a long deuce. About as long a two-pointer can be without being a trifecta.
So I think there's your difference tonight, because Botkins has a go-to person, and so far Anna is really doing it by committee, which is fine.
And Camden Paul just turned in a very good defensive play. She guarded tightly out of the arc and forced a double dribble from Anna.
Yep.
23-20, Botkins up 3. Here is Botkins beating Anna's pressure. Anna got lost. Driving layup is good on the finish on that play for Botkins. Was whom, Chuck?
Platfoot.
That was Janelle Platfoot. I thought it looked like 1-0 on her back. Botkins with the black uniform, top to bottom.
Tough numbers.
Black and black numbers on black shirts. Trimmed thinly in gold. Tough to make out. We'll know these girls better second time we see them. Anna missed, quickly attacking Botkins. Long 3-ball way off the mark. Botkins would love to have that possession back.
Well, I think it was a pretty good look for Camden Paul. She just didn't get her feet set.
Right. 6.5 to go in the third quarter, 25-20. Botkins up five with the first two goals of the second half. Rioch down low, in trouble, gives it up on the arc. There's Brenna Cobb, 25 feet away. Cobb on the bounce. Rioch comes out to get it. High right to Brewer. Brewer dribbling. That's Lena Rowland in, starting the second half. She began the game, and then Rioch quickly came in. Posting up Riemann on the arc to Rowland. Now to Cobb. A little pick and roll back inside to Rowland. Rowland might have been moving. Was she in stationary?
Yeah, she made contact before she rolled. And I mean, that to me, that's a good call. So we're going to get Rioch back in.
25-20, Botkins up five. Anna yet to score in 2 minutes starting the third quarter. Botkins' biggest lead, 7 on a couple of occasions. Botkins breaks pressure, pulls up, shoots the J. From the elbow on the left, it's missed. But Boston Paul, long rebound, kicks to Anna. Rocket set up shop on the outside, it's Cobb. Here's Breanne Riemann. How many points for Breanne so far, Chuck?
Breanne, 7.
There she goes, down the lane, slices her way to the basket, missed it off to the right in traffic, fights for the rebound, tipped out by Breanne, and it goes back to Botkins.
That was just hard luck. She got to the rim, and the ball just rolled off on her.
Then she came darn near getting the offensive board, but couldn't control. Here's Botkins. Oh, a great play.
Nice.
A drive beneath the rim by Botkins, then a bounce pass from virtually out of bounds. Camden Paul was gliding off the end of the floor, bounced it back into Aaliyah Johnson, and she laid it in for two to give Botkins a 7-point lead. Anna's got to get a timeout. 5:21 left in the third. 7-point cushion for the Botkins girls, matching their largest on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, new location, 575 East Main in Rushi. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio, new location, 575 East Main. And a possession down 7. Riemann tries to angle her way into the lane. No, it's Taylor Puppelman who gets into a thicket. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Botkins.
Yep, that's another turnover. It's 7 now.
So it's Botkins.
Oh, no, it's
my Anna mistake.
Ball. Well, they pointed
arrow
that way.
They sure did. Pointed Botkins ball, gave it to Anna. It was Anna's arrow. Ball inbound in left corner. Cobb lets fly a 3. It grazes iron. Long rebound to Brewer. Anna's got it again. Rockets need a goal right here. Setting, shooting, and hitting. Oh, a long-distance jumper by Taylor Puppelman, who might have been on the 3-point arc. No, she was behind it.
Yeah, I thought it was a 3.
Big basket. Botkins lead trimmed from 7 to 3, 27-23. As Puppelman strikes home from long range, 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Botkins through the top of the circle at Euchre. Euchre to the foul line, just behind it. Lets it go, soft touch, rim, backboard, rim and in. Count it.
She's a player.
Feather-like touch for Carmen Euchre. 29-23, Botkins up 6. She's the difference so far in this game. Here's Riemann, high, low, down inside to Rioch. Rioch's bothered a little bit. Shots missed. Botkins has it in backcourt. Ball thrown up the right side. Dribbling Camden Paul toward the rim. Hits a cutter in the lane. Now to Johnson. 18-foot jumper. Botkins, good! Ball lofted in inside the arc, left flank by Janelle Platfoot. 31-23, Botkin's biggest margin, 8. Anna gets in a hurry. Haste makes waste. Ball goes out of bounds at the other end.
Yeah, that would have been a nice time. Maybe call timeout.
Botkin's putting some distance between it and Anna at the moment. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Euchre at midcourt. Popping out to catch is Boston Paul. Now Leah Johnson 25 feet away. Now to Euchre, who bobbles. Gives it up to Aaliyah, who shoots the three. Off to the right, no good. Botkins can't control. It goes out of bounds. Touched last by a black jersey. Big possession there by Botkins, who did not get the shot it wanted. Botkins could have gone up by as many as 10 or 11. That trip down the floor, it stands at 8, 31-23. 3:13 left third quarter. Kaylee Brewer outside the arc on the left to Walters. Fine-looking sophomore for the Anna girls. Straight away, Riemann. Bounce pass to Brewer, a lazy one. Picked off on the play by Botkins. And then hustling hard, coming up from behind is Brewer to save the layup. She poked it out of bounds from the rear.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a hustle play by Brewer.
Oh, wow. Yep, she saved an easy deuce. 31-23, Botkins up 8. Anna not scoring well here in the second half. Botkins inbounds, and Riemann gets a fist on it, steals it. Takes it down the floor in the lane. Off balance, might have walked, no call. Shot it short. Botkins got the board. Pretty good defense around the rim of Botkins in this game.
No harm that time. She definitely took an extra step.
Anna stymied at 23 points, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Euchre. Coming out to catch is Melanie Maurer. Gave it back to Euchre in the corner. Maurer cuts to the rim. Euchre at the elbow in the right. Botkins clears out for Carmen. Very good defense by Brewer. Euchre can't drive. And there's a bad pass by Botkins, stolen by Brewer. Down the floor to Puppelman. A great driving layup with the left hand. Well done. And it creeps back within 6. Euchre foul line on the arc to the three-point shooter, who has a lane, drives down the right side of the paint area, tripped, going to the basket. It's a common foul. It was Platfoot dashing to the rim. Botkins throws in baseline right. 6-point lead for Botkins. 2 minutes and a second to go, third quarter. Inbound to Euchre, back to the basket. On the arc to Melanie Maurer, back to Euchre, chucks it up from long range. Swish! She's got it. Carmen Euchre, a big goal.
13 points now for Carmen.
And the 9-point spread is the biggest. Botkins girls up 34-25. Here's Puppelman. Here's Molly Rioch, left side to Brewer. Brewer gets a screen, Rioch rolls. Brewer can't find her. Outside the arc on the right to Walters. Riemann sets a screen. Ball pitch to Puppelman, left corner. Euchre guards her. Oh, boy, Taylor got away with a hop step and a walk. No whistle. Minute 18 to go, third period. Anna down 9. Puppelman into the top of the key. Check by Euchre. Now Walters. Riemann on top. Fakes right, goes left. Riemann storms into the lane. Shoots it off the back iron. Foul against Botkins. Good effort by Riemann. Not much of an opening. But she went down in among a cluster of players and drew the two-shot foul.
I think it was on Kennedy Dosick, and she's in the game now, a junior, and that was her first foul.
Free throw by Breanne is in and out. It dipped below the iron and snapped away. The lead 9 for Botkins, 5-point third quarter for the Anna girls. Minute 6 to go in the third. Second shot, Breanne Riemann. Swish, she hits it. 34-26. Biggest lead for Botkins was at 34-25 at the 106 mark of the third quarter of play. Botkins with possession up 8. Euchre's got it. Goes right wing to a teammate. Barreling into the paint area goes Camden Paul. Ball given up, thrown to Boston Paul. Now to Euchre near the Rockets logo at midcourt. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive, foul line. Botkins doesn't shoot. Down to 38 left in the third. Botkins up 8. Euchre picked up by Brewer. Euchre backs off. She's near the Rockets logo at midcourt. Carmen on the bounce. 26 to go in the third. Anna behind by 8, 34-26. Catching it is Boston Paul. Now Euchre, who looks at the clock, 18-17. Euchre dribbling. Overplay by Puppelman, near steal. Boston Paul got it back to Euchre with 10. Euchre foul line. Herky-jerky moving the lane. Oh, great defense by Brewer, who partially blocked it. 4 seconds left. Long throw down the floor to Puppelman. Into the right corner. Juggles. Can't hang on. And that's how the third quarter closes. Anna did deny Euchre the final 2 points there at the end of the third. Bodkins 34, Anna Girls 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna, 34-26. The Bodkins girls lead Anna as we start the fourth. Bodkins with possession. And, oh, a good offensive set run by Bodkins. Out of the break between the third and fourth quarter, they free up Euchre down low on the left, and she is fouled over the back. Anna had to do it, no choice. That was going to be a layup for Carmen Euchre. Excellent free throw shooter is Euchre. This one, though, short, a jinxer. 8-point game, 34-26.
I think the term is she pulled the string.
Yep.
She sure did. You watch your elbow. It did not go all the way through. That time it did.
Oh, too much mustard on that one. It's long. Rebound right corner. Euchre hustles after it and gets it. And then Camden Paul guns the three. It hit the rim. Carom to midcourt. We got a scrum for a loose ball. And guess who gobbles it up? Roland leaking the other way is an Anna player. And Puppelman missed the wide open gimme.
Wow.
Tough break for Anna. That would have sliced it to six. Anna missing some short shots. Leah Johnson outside the lane in the right. Open player shoots it in from 15. Good penetration by Euchre. Left it to Johnson. The post player for Bodkins has had a fine game, and Bodkins up 10. 7:17 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
I might note that the Jewelry Barn has a new address, 575 East Main in Rushi. For the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main. You know, everyday banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, out of the timeout, Anna misses a three-pointer from the left corner. Botkins' lead stays at 10, 36-26, 6:46 to go in this game. Botkins milking a little clock. Here's a baseline drive. Ball goes opposite to Euchre. Open from 17, and it's good. All set up on the play by a nifty drive, but Camden ball below the rim.
Yeah, she's a pretty good basketball player.
Camden assisted Carmen Euchre for the deuce. High-low action. It is Lena Rowland dropping it down inside to Brian Raymond, who might have had her foot stepped on. Foul called against Botkins. Ball out to Hannah. How many points for Carmen Euchre? 15, Chuck?
15.
Yep, she's been the difference, that's for sure. 12-point lead, Botkins. 6:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Setting up, shooting the three. Taylor Puppelman for Anna. Short. It hit the rim. Backboard came off to Botkins. Anna not getting many second shots. Botkins has controlled the glass.
They've had four offensive rebounds in the game.
Here's Euchre down the right side. Gives it up on the play to Boston Paul. Now coming out is Johnson. Botkins spreads the floor. And every several seconds, a player cuts down the paint area, over-guarding foul against Freeman 30 feet out. 38-26, Botkins up 12, 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Inbounding far side of the floor, it is Botkins, lobbed into Euchre. Euchre dribbling, nice little pick and roll, goes to Camden Paul, just below the foul line, missed it short. Loose ball rebound, Botkins has got it. Botkins with a few more loose balls being retrieved in this game than Hannah. Ball thrown right flank, but Botkins handled there by Janelle Platfoot. The sophomore's had a nice game. Now Euchre, 25 feet away, starts in on Brewer, pulls up at the elbow on the right. Now she backs out at the high point on the right. Here's a sloppy pass. Good steal. Taken away by Brennan Cobb of Anna. Outlet to Breanne Riemann. She goes gliding to the rim. It's a dandy play. Good finish at the rim by Breanne Riemann after the steal by Cobb.
Breanne's got 10 now for the Rockets.
38-28. And here's another steal. Breanne Riemann to the rescue. She clawed that ball away at midcourt. Going opposite to Brewer for the triple. It's high in the air. Swish! Swish! Kaylee Brewer hurled one in from distance. Five quick points by Anna. Here come the Rocket Girls. Down seven. 4:38 left in the fourth. Euchre veers into the lane. Then angles out into the corner. Then circles on top. She's still dribbling. Carmen Euchre with the ball. For Botkins, which is up seven. Less than a half minute ago, Botkins was in the lead by 12. Dribbling 25 feet out. Boston Paul in a jam to the foul line. Gives it up to Euchre out of trouble. Anna looking for the steal. Euchre to the foul line around Brewer. Euchre's hacked on the jump shot, and she'll get two. 4:07 to go here in the fourth. Botkins leads Anna 38-31.
Nice little mini run by the Rockets to get themselves within striking distance.
Indeed. Carmen Euchre fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws. Swish. 39-31 in favor of Botkins. 8-point cushion. A respite for Taylor Puppelman.
Can't afford to rest her too long.
No. Second shot, Euchre on the way, and it's right on the money as well. Now here comes Anna to midcourt. Liz Stodders checked in. 5'8 freshman. Good JV player on the floor now for Anna. High right, it is fed on the play to Rowland. Ball thrown near side to Cobb. Nearly stole him by Camden Paul. Look at that. Wow, the scrap offered by Paul and Brewer. Unbelievable. Camden Paul went after it, couldn't get it. Anna, forecourt left quickly. Brewer lofts it in from long range. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. How many threes for her, Chuck?
That is her fourth.
Wow. 40-34. Here comes Anna. Once down by a dozen, it's only six. 3:37 left. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Well, we've got a very interesting game brewing at the moment. It's down to six. It was a dozen. Bodkins 40, Anna Girls 34. That three-point shot, Chuck, can twist the game's momentum the other way quickly.
Well, Brewer has hit four of them. She had two in the second quarter, two here in the fourth quarter. And if that young lady can get her feet set, she's automatic.
I'd like to remind you that Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike now offers a different form of coronavirus testing, which would be available through your insurance. Testing is done in 24 hours through a lab at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. That's at 101 East Pike, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins, medications packaged by day and time. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, doing everything well to keep you well. And the two clubs exchange turnovers, and the clock is wound down to 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass at midcourt by Bodkins, broken up by Taylor Poppelman. A run out the other way, up and good. Heads up play, Taylor Poppelman. Boy, she was on the ball, overplayed at midcourt and stole it. Bodkins lead trimmed to four. Quickly down the floor, into the post to Leah Johnson. Nearly tied up, holding foul against Anna. That was a quick whistle. I'd say play on right there.
Well, he was behind the play. I think they've done a nice job, but I'm not sure I agree with that one. But that three-quarter court diamond press that Anna has thrown at Bodkins has got him back in the basketball game.
Oh, it's nifty. It's giving Bodkins some difficulty. Four-point game, 2:51 left. Another foul. Poppelman over guarding one and one. Jostled on the play there was Boston Paul as she went careening through the lane. Got hipped twice. Second one called. One and one for her. Only two team fouls in this half on Bodkins.
Right. I'm a huge Survivor fan, and there was a Boston Paul or Boston Rob. But I haven't called her that tonight, so I'm doing okay.
Yep, she's just made the free throw. Earns the bonus. That was significant. Second shot, short. Good, strong rebound by Lena Rowland of Anna, which is down five. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Good comeback by the Anna girls.
Big possession right here.
Yes. Here's Breanne Riemann, elbow in the right, picked up by Euchre. Breanne forces her way into the lane. Good overplay out on the arc by Boston Paul, who got right. A fist on it and knocked it loose. Bodkins gets the steal.
Right. She was not going to get there. To try to dribble through too many players.
Here is Bodkins at midcourt. Aaliyah Johnson's got the ball. Open avenue down the lane. Pulls up in the paint. Gives it up to Boston Paul. On the dribble, Bodkins, Euchre, Camden Paul, back to Euchre, circling, 17 fouls on Anna, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Bodkins up five, another overplay by Anna, oh, heads up maneuver by the Lady Rockets, steal, good effort, Brenna Cobb, she fought it loose, got the tie up, and Anna benefits from the arrow.
Boy, Bodkins just needs to give the ball to Euchre and get out of the way. But yes. they need to continue to try to score. I'm not sure 41's going to win it.
Trojans a bit careless here in the last 2 minutes, opening the door for Anna, down five, a minute 47 to go. Riemann to Brewer, 25 feet out. Boston Paul on her. Foul on extended Roland. High low down into Riemann. Hook shot. Riemann hangs on the rim. Won't go down, but a foul against Bodkins. Breanne Riemann with two.
What an outstanding post move by Riemann that time. And I don't know how long the ball hung on the rim before it fell off.
I tell you what, I like that play. Brienne is going to score a lot of points this year, posting up well down below the foul stripe. Free throw is good. Anna within four, 41-37. Second shot by Riemann on the way. Yes, sir, got them both. And Anna has come all the way back from a dozen down. It's 41-38, a minute 30 remaining. Bodkin's trying to nurse this thing along, and they made some miscues. Here's a deflected pass. Good overplay by Cobb. It goes out of bounds. Bodkin's retains it in the corner. A minute 28 to go. Three-point contest. Bodkin's hanging on, and a timeout is called by Anna. Minute 28 to go. Bodkin's up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
So many thanks to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, new location in Greenville on South Broadway by appointment. Call Darren at 937-596-6360. Darren Yankst, 596-6360. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. On East Pike in the center of Jackson Center and on South Broadway in Greenville, two locations. I'll talk about the special at Pro Hardware in a moment. Here's Bodkin's dribbling into the right corner, and boxed in is the Trojan player. Arrow does favor Bodkin's tie-up occurred. Next one will go Anna's way.
Dribble into the corner, and everybody watched her as she got tied up.
If the boundaries serve as additional defensive players, a minute 21 to go. Bodkin's hanging on by a thread, up three, 41-38. Euchre backs two players down into the paint, doesn't shoot. Bodkin's Chuck has really slowed down its attempt to score.
They're not trying to score. They're trying to get fouled.
Here's Euchre, 25 feet out, grabbed. 1-1 for Carmen, not yet the double bonus. 8 on Anna, 41-38. Bodkin's, a minute 7 to go in the fourth quarter. Couple of dribbles here for Carmen Euchre. Dips the knees. Shot is front rim, back rim, and off. Anna's got an opening. A minute to go. Anna behind the three. Uh-oh, over and back. Committed by the Rockets. That is a tough break.
Well, they need to keep their heads up right now. There's a minute to go. They're still in the basketball game. That's just one mistake.
An even minute left. It's going to be a close call right down to the wire. 41-38. Bodkin's up three. Here's Euchre in backcourt for Bodkin. Still not across. She splits a couple defenders. Flips it up the floor to Johnson. Baseline left. Passes up the shot. Could have taken it to the hole. Here's a steal at midcourt by Anna. That's a tough call. It goes against Anna. Is it called a foul or a jump? Well, Anna
held ball, but it was going to be a layup.
Brenna Cobb had the steal. She was off and running. Held ball. Anna possession. Anna arrow. Anna gets it anyway. Might have been a layup, as Chuck noted. Three-point game, 40 seconds to go. Running one-hander by Cobb, right in the lane. Short, no good. Loose ball rebound. Euchre manages to trace it down in the corner. She's tripped at midcourt. She'll get the 1-1 with 34.9 to go. Heck of a finish to this game, Chuck.
I thought 12 points, we were probably getting ready to pack it up.
Yeah, 38-26. Early on in this quarter.
Nice battle by the Rockets.
Yes. Good rally by Anna. Fine job of Bodkin's to build the 12-point cushion, 38-26. Then Bodkin's really didn't look to score except at the foul line. And Anna defensively really peaked its game, made some nifty steals. Bodkin's with a timeout as Euchre sinks the free throw and deserves the bonus. Bodkin's up four. We've got a break. 34.9 to go. 42-38 Bodkin's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Don't forget now at Jackson Center Pro Hardware and at Greenville Pro Hardware, solid wood kitchen cabinets, soft close doors and drawers, especially priced, nearly 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores. Also special through the middle of December on DeWalt power tools. Great buy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware and at Greenville Pro Hardware on South Broadway. By appointment, call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360, 596-6360. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, East Pike in Jackson Center. Second shot, Euchre missed, long rebound, one-handed by Aaliyah Johnson. That's a huge play. 28 seconds to go. Botkin spreads the floor, and Kaylee Brewer comes out and grabs Camden Paul, who will shoot the double bonus. But these two teams have a return match at Botkin's on Tuesday, January 11th. And that as well will be a very good game. Here is Camden Paul eyeing the basket, and she calmly swishes the free throw. Big pressure shot. 5-point game, Botkin's, 43-38, 25.4 to go. Second shot by Camden Paul, front rim, backboard, it nestles through. 6-point game, 2 3-pointers. Anna still with a chance. Straight away it's Riemann. Riemann thought about jacking up the three, didn't. Gave it on the play to a teammate, Roland. And Lena lets one fly from 29 feet, hits the side of the board, loose ball in the paint area. It's ruled a tie-up, a jump. Arrow favors Botkin's, 9.4 left. Botkin's will inbound. It's Euchre. Euchre checked by Brewer. Euchre gives it up to Boston Paul. It comes right back to Carmen. She'll shoot the double bonus with Botkin's up 6, 44-38. And the Lady Trojans will hang on to win this game. Anna with a fight late. Anna missed some short shots, Chuck, and just got behind too far when you're trying to overcome Botkin's and Carmen Euchre, who can take care of the ball so well.
Yeah, she's the difference, and I said before the game I thought she would be. She just looks like a 7-year player playing against some 4-year players.
In command. Yep. Carmen Euchre drops home both free throws. Here's Brianna Cobb, or I should say Brenna Cobb, down the floor for Anna across the midcourt stripe, launching a long 35-footer off the backboard and rim. No good, and that is it. Carmen Euchre probably approached the 20 mark for this game. 8-point win for Botkin's.
Exactly 20.
Right at 20. I thought it was pretty warm. Wow. Got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming as the Botkin's Trojans beat the Anna girls. Final tally is 46-38. Next contest for Botkin's on the road Thursday at Waynesfield Goshen, at Lima next Monday, home with Fort Loramie on December 9th. And don't forget the Anna girls, who got a big date coming up with Fort Loramie this Saturday. 1:30 varsity tip at the Fort Loramie gym on December 9th. Anna girls are home to Houston. Anna's first loss. Anna 2-1. Botkin's 3-1. 2-minute break upcoming. 8-point win. Botkin's girls over Anna on scores broadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Bodkin's girls victorious over Anna by 8 tonight in a very good girls hoops game at the Anna Gym. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. That's Wygant. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. That's VICTRESS. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And thanks to these anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, the number one agency in the area again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Carmen Euchre was in command. She controlled the ball, Chuck, and made the clutch points, enabling Botkins to defeat Anna by 8.
Well, she did, and she had 20, but she got some help. I mean, Johnson had 8. I thought she had a nice game.
Mm-hmm.
And Camden Paul had 8, and I thought she was all over the floor, on the floor, flying through the air, defensively going after loose balls, and they got 7 from Janelle Platfoot, just a sophomore. So they got some balanced scoring to go along with Euchre. On the other side, Anna had 3 players in double figures. They had 12 from Riemann, 12 from Brewer, 11 from Poppelman. Then they got 3 from Cobb on a 3 in the second quarter. They need to find some inside scoring.
Yep.
Because Rioch and Roland were catching the ball, and they didn't make even a look to the basket. You knew they weren't going up. They were looking for somebody right away to throw it back out on.
Right.
If they can get some inside play from those two young ladies, that's going to open up the outside for the Anna girls. The Clancy's players of the game, for Anna, I'm going with Kaylee Brewer, and for Botkins, Carmen Euchre. Who else would you pick?
Right. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, really enjoyed it. Good girls basketball game tonight. Anna has got a little work to do to get ready for Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they do. They thought they saw a really good team tonight. They're going to see a really good basketball team on Saturday.
Anna girls had won 8 in a row over Botkins, and the Botkins girls stem the tide and stop that streak tonight with the 8-point victory. Friday night, it's you and Bryant Billing covering Anna and Botkins boys right back here at the Anna Gym.
Looking forward to it. I think it could be a pretty good basketball game. Anna, you know, they've really got the football players coming back, and I think they've got some work to do. I think we saw Botkins, and Botkins, they are not quite where they were last year, but they're a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, last year the two clubs split. Botkins had that little two-game swoon in the middle of the season. Anna won right here over Botkins.
It was a great game
last year. In fact, the Botkins boys have not beaten Anna in this gym since the year 2002. How about that?
Well, there you go. Again, streaks. Some streaks are made to be broken. We had one tonight.
Exactly. Thanks so much to our radio station audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Anna Gym, where the Botkins girls have beaten the Anna Rockets' final score, 46-38.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.